Heavenly Father, we are so grateful this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. What we have is the joy of the Holy Ghost. Lord, that which the world cannot buy. Lord, we thank you for the time of magnifying your name and exalting your name. We are created just for that, to bless the name of the Lord, to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Ah, we thank you for coming upon us in your glory and your beauty. As it is written upon my Zion and upon all our assembly, shall the glory of the Lord be. And that glory of the Lord is a defense for us and for all of his people. So we thank you for being in this morning. And we know, Lord, you are greatly exalted in the congregation of the saints this morning. And we bless you and we worship you. Now, Lord, this is time to take to read of your word. As we read your word this morning, Father, you that wrote this Bible, the Bible say, holy men of God, speak as you are moved by the Holy Spirit. So only him can expand that Christ unto us. We may read it, but it takes him who is the author of that word, of this word, to really expand it to us. So we are believing this morning, Lord, as we read your word, Lord, that the Spirit of the living God, who is the author, even when we have left here, Lord, we even further expand this scripture to us, O Lord God, that all the benefit that is intended for us, Lord, O Lord God, we can claim and appropriate. Father, we thank you for giving your word to us. Your word is a light unto our feet. Because we are walking in your word, therefore we shall not walk in darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Darkness may fill the heart, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord said that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And he is the word of God. His name is the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was made flesh, and he dwelt among God. Jesus our Lord, he is that word. Father, we thank you. So expand to all this morning, Lord, thy word. Sanctify them by thy word, for thy word is true. I have given them thy word, he told us. So that is the word that you gave us that we are reading this morning, Lord. And we know it shall be a blessing. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. Praise be the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. So, many things in the Bible, you know, that the Lord, the church has forgotten about many things the Bible taught us to do. You see, the things of the law are not complicated. Amen? The Lord is always working in simplicity. The creation and everything is always in simplicity. But men, the flesh, and of the devil and so on, we make things complicated. Even salvation, the Lord makes it simple. Salvation is simple. Now we say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy household. If thou shalt believe in your heart, the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt confess with your mouth that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen? Amen. It is that simple. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So this morning, there are many things the Bible God has given the church. Bible even called them the foundational principles, you know. But the church has forgotten all these things. And the church, you know, we suffer a lot these days because we are not following strictly the simple instructions of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning, we want to talk about one of those simple things the Lord has given to the church to benefit us. You know, many still practice them today, but we need to pay attention to every word of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. So the scripture declares, so this morning in Hebrews chapter 6, the scripture declares that laying on of the hands is one of the six fundamental principles of the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are some doctrines the Lord gave us, and they are fundamental really, you know. And I want to read them this morning in Hebrews 6. And I'm saying that today, the majority of the members of the body of Christ have actually not paid attention or using these things by faith, you know. That is a reason why the Lord put them there in the Bible. So I begin to read from Hebrews 6, chapter 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, and of faith toward God. Verse 2 says, of the doctrine of baptisms and laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. Now, the Bible says these are the principles of the doctrine of Christ. In fact, if we skip to the, I don't have that one in there, to the previous chapter, it was encouraging us to go, let me get in there, in Hebrews, the fifth chapter, want to read the previous verse, so that one really quickly, before you jump to this chapter 6 and so on, but we're going to dwell in this chapter 6 this morning, those first two verses. Now, in the book of Hebrews, the fifth chapter, about the last few verses in there, you know, the Bible says this. But it says, now, but strong meat belongeth, we can even go back a little bit more, in 13th verse of Hebrews, verse 13. For everyone that useth meat is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe, you know. The Lord wants us to grow up in the things of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But strong meat, even in the things of God, there is meat and there is strong meat. Praise God.
Amen.
Many Christians want to remain as babes forever. That isn't the will of God. Amen? So, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Then you know this Bible in the original wasn't parted into chapters. Amen? They were in scroll form. Praise the Lord. So it's a continuity, not that you know, you put a chapter in there for the convenience of man. Amen? But they are continuous scrolls. So you can continue from there. So he was admonished to go for the strong meat, right? Then he said, leave these principles. Does he mean that we should leave them and not do them? No. Go beyond them, amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But we found out that even these principles upon which the strong meat is based have been forsaken by a majority, you know, of the body of Christ. And I believe most of the problems of the church today is because they leave the simple instructions of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes we hope for the great revelation and so forth. You can't write complex mathematical equation by ignoring the ABCs of algebra. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Even the complex things are made of the simpler things. Praise the Lord. So you see that we have to pay attention to the building block of the faith. So this morning, so in Hebrews, he says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not lay again the foundation of repentance from death. Do you know how many times Christians spend on repenting and repenting and repenting? Amen?
Mm.
Praise the Lord. This thing are hindering the body of Christ. When you know you are sin, just confess and go on. Amen? Praise the Lord. Bible says, account yourself as dead unto sin. Praise the Lord. So don't just stay in that place and go around and around like the son of Israel. Go forward. And you know, of faith toward God. God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. Amen?
Amen.
You have faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Amen?
Amen?
Let us go beyond that and so on. On the doctrine of baptism, remember that he put S on baptism, right? So the Bible says, get these things done and move on to the more things of God. Amen?
Amen.
Baptism, that water baptism, that baptism in the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen?
So he put an S on baptism. Praise God. The Bible has said you have all gone through these things and you are going on unto perfection. Praise God. But we found out today even these fundamental things are missing in the church today. Amen?
Amen.
How can you learn algebra unless you even know ABC? Praise the Lord. That is the issue and so on. But the elect of God, we take God's word seriously. Amen?
Amen?
Praise the Lord. So we see that one of baptism and laying on of hands. How many people are laying hands today? Bible says these are the principles. Even these principles are not even being followed today. And the law ordained them for a purpose for the church. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Nothing of God is unimportant. Amen. And of resurrection from the dead. You know today, there are many who don't believe in the resurrection. Like in the days of Christ. The Sadducees is a sect. The Pharisees believe there are no angels. The Sadducees, another sect, don't believe in the resurrection. And one time, they think they will cast the Lord and put him in a snare. They always come to tempt the Lord, right? You know? Oh, master, you know, one man at a time, he had one wife, and then the man died, and then, according to Jewish tradition, the brother of that man that died inherited his wife. And that one also died, also. And then his brother took the wife, also the seventh time. Master, so in the resurrection, whose wife will this woman be? Praise the Lord. They are talking to the author. They were talking to the author of the word. They were quoting Moses, right? The Lord said, Moses wrote about me, amen? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the Bible says, oh fools. you know, and so on. You err not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Amen. Don't you know that in the resurrection, the neither are married or given in marriage, they shall be like angels. Amen. You just shut them up. Amen. You know, they think that they will see the Lord and so on. The resurrection. There is a resurrection. Bible says that he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob, right? But Abraham is not with us today, which means one day Abraham, you know, is right from the dead, right? Praise the Lord. So he just you know when they don't talk like that, they will just disperse one by one. Amen. Praise the Lord. One time they thought, oh, they caught a woman in adultery. They don't know that who they are talking to. He came to seek, amen. He came to seek and to say that which was lost, amen. They said, oh, he has come, no, we have to stone him like Moses said. I come to change what Moses said to make it, to give a better covenant based upon a better promise, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, yeah, okay, so he comes and mercy. So what? Okay, any of you that have no sin, cast the first stone. Praise the Lord. And just let the leave you. Praise the Lord. Let them lead you. And the Bible says, begin to write. They don't begin to write on the ground. Many believe that he was writing the sins of each of them on that ground. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because he knows all things. Amen. So one by one, as they leave you, see that the Lord wrote them, they depart one by one. From the greater to the least of them, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Merciful, merciful. It's a merciful, merciful, merciful God. Not to win that any man should perish. Praise the Lord. So this morning, and so we see that one. This morning, we want to talk about the laying on of hands, amen. Praise the Lord. So let's just expand on that, because there are many of them, but this morning, by God's grace, let's see the laying on of hands. That is a benefit. The Lord ordained it for some purpose, you know, and we should take advantage. I believe in it. I practice it, amen. Praise the Lord. Broadly speaking, the laying on of hands were in the Bible, you know, illustrated to be for three main purposes, and maybe more. There are even more blessings about it we don't even know. First of all, the laying on of hands was ordained by the law for blessing purposes. Amen.
Amen.
When you lay hands, blessings come. Untold blessings. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Also, a big chunk of the laying of hands has to do with healing. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to go through all of them this morning, because in the service in the church, we have to talk of what the Lord has given to us, what the Lord, what have been freely given unto us. Amen?
Amen.
Not to talk about tales and all these kind of things. The things which have been freely given to the church, we should take advantage of them. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we can see it can be for a blessing, can be for healing, it can be for imparting spiritual gifts. Amen?
Amen.
We see all of them. It can even be for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Can you see the manifold wisdom of God in all these things? So we begin to go and see, even in these sections, and go through the Bible, that these things are really true. Now let's go to the Old Testament. Like we always declare here, many truths of the New Testament, the laying on of hands has its roots in the Old Testament. Amen? And also, it's always so. It's the same one continuous book of God progresses revelation of the same one and the living God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So therefore, even the laying of hands has its roots in the Old Testament. You know, we remember in Genesis 48, when Jacob knew that he had been 17 years in Egypt, and he knew that his time had come for him to go home and so on, to go and be with the Lord. Then he summoned Joseph, you know, in the city of Joseph. You know, he brought all of them to Egypt where he was. He now summoned Joseph to come unto him. At that time, Joseph already had two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. So Joseph went to Jacob, his father, and, went to him, and he took his two sons with him. And so, talking about laying of hands, right? And when he got there, that's what happened there, you know, in Genesis 48, verse 13. And Joseph took them, meaning his two sons, both Ephraim in his right hand, in Joseph's right hand, Jacob wanted to bless the two sons of Jacob. Amen. So we are saying that laying on of hands can be for blessing people. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the original one in the Bible. He wanted to bless the sons of Joseph, and here what happened, and so on. 13 verse. And Joseph took them, both Ephraim in his right hand, and toward Israel, his father's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand and toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. Verse 14. And Israel stretched out his hand and laid it upon Ephraim. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hand wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. See? So to confer a blessing, we see in the Bible, it was done by Jacob by the laying on of hands. In verse 17, and when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, he displeased Joseph. We are going to learn a lesson from here now, you know. He displeased him, and he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head and unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, verse 18, not so, my father, for this is a firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. Hey, Joseph forgot that before he was a prophet, Jacob, his father, was a prophet too. Amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Prophet begotten prophet. Amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. I know what I'm doing, son. Watch what he says now. And verse 19. And his father said, his father refused and said, I know it, my son. I know it. I know what I'm doing in the Lord. Amen? Yeah. He was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. You know, he also, then begin to talk, he also shall become a people. And also, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he. And his seed shall become a multitude of nations. What do we see here? So the incidents shown in this place, it shows that the particular blessings, you know, it's not a mere form. Amen? But it was given under special divine guidance. Amen? Jacob was then led by the Almighty God to be fed. We can't go into the mystery of Ephraim and then Manasseh. We just leave it here that God was guiding the prophet and so forth as to how he will bless those two children and so forth. So the laying of hands, we now see foreshadowed the ministry of the laying of hands in the New Testament dispensation. Praise the Lord. You see, when the law, there is something we call the law of first mention. The Bible scholars believe that, and they have observed, when the law introduced a doctrine of some sort in the Bible, for the first time, it will give the fundamental principles that will guide that doctrine. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thus we see that Jacob didn't just lay hand anyhow. He was guided by divine hand of the law to cross his hand to bless those children. Praise the Lord. That's why in the New Testament, Bible says, no, in the New Testament in 1 Timothy 5, we were told that, verse 22, lay hands suddenly on no man. Amen? That's the original principle from Genesis. Praise the Lord. Lay hands no suddenly on any man, neither be partaker of any man's sins. Keep that self pure. Amen? Amen? So, Jacob wasn't just lay hands anyhow. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. Though we see how the Lord insisted that laying out of hand, no blessing and principle in the Bible, and he gave the Joseph was thinking that, oh, the elder one will have the right hand on him. No. Divine guidance says no to it. Amen. Amen. He must also almost wait upon the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wow. Because so we see idea, so we lay the foundation there in the book of Genesis. You know, the blessing of laying hand of hands there and so forth. And the Lord gave the main principle. It should be by divine guidance. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go into, so we see for a blessing, we're going to see more about why or how the laying of hands brought many blessings. That's one use that God ordained that the laying of hands should be. A big chunk of the laying of hands in the Bible has to do with healing. Amen? Yeah. The Lord Jesus freely employed laying of hands to heal people. We don't see many scriptures right now where the Bible says principle of laying on of, the doctrine of laying on of hands. You know, some people do it today, not really know what they are doing. But when we know what we are doing, a blessing untold will always come up for God's people. So let's see now the Lord Jesus himself freely employed the laying on of hands to heal people. We give a few examples here. He laid hands upon a few sick folks in his own country of Nazareth, and he healed them. In Mark 6, I read a couple of verses here. So, see how the Lord heals? We're going to go through a series of scenarios here in the Bible and see how the Lord healed by the laying on of hands. Mark 6, verse 1 through 6. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? Praise God. He is the Word, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Didn't he go to no school because he's the Word, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Even at 12 years old, he confounded the doctors of theology, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is it not this carpenter, the thought, the son of Mary, the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judah, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. Yet the Lord said, blessed is he that is not offended at me. Amen?
Amen.
But these were offended. Praise the Lord. That's their position and their lot and so on. So anyway, verse 4. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could, watch, I'm going to this verse. And he could there do no mighty work, save that what? He lay his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. Did he say he prayed for them? No. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's a place for prayer. Don't miss that one. But a big chunk of healing was done by the laying of hands. So, you know, he laid hands upon a few folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went round about the villages teaching. So we see that there, the Lord just laid his hands upon a few folk and healed them. Now, notice, I put a note here. Notice, this text is speaking of Jesus, right? It doesn't say he wouldn't do mighty works in Nazareth. He says he couldn't. That's the difference between he would not and he could not. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say he couldn't. It seems, therefore, that the laying on of hands will work when nothing else will work. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. That's what the Bible is saying here. The few who were healed that day were healed by the laying on of hands of Jesus. We should pay attention to every word that the Lord spoke in this Bible. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go forward now. Talking about the laying on of hands in the Bible and so forth. It's for blessings. It's for healing. It's for ordination. We're going to see it. When one is entering a new ministry with the Lord, that he laid all of hands. We'll go through that quickly. Now, he touched Simon Peter's mother-in-law and the fever left her. In Matthew 8, verse 14. And when Jesus was coming to Simon Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, see, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. Praise the Lord. Jump all over the Bible and talking about the Lord now. Now, in Mark, verse 8:22, the Lord put his hands on the blind man's eyes, and the blind man saw. Let's read in Mark 8, verse 22. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to pray for him. Is that what it says? No. And besought him to touch him. Amen?
Amen.
In the early church, they believe they have seen the Lord done this many times, amen. We're going to see many scriptures. They will just come and beg him just to touch the person. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And they besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. Now watch. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. Verse 55. And as he put his hands again on his eyes and made him look up, no, And he was restored and saw every man clearly. Now let's watch that here. I put a note here. This blind man was healed by the laying on of hands of the Lord Jesus. Where some may say, Jesus prayed for that man twice. No. He didn't pray for him even one time and so forth. We know that he did not even pray at all. You know that. The Bible does not say, but the Bible says he laid his hand upon him two times. Amen? Praise the Lord. We can lay hand two times. The Lord taught us. Amen? If you lay hand one time, the thing is getting perfect and so on, maybe the guy that getting hit, we can lay hands again. Amen? Praise the Lord. Because the Lord did this, we can do it too. So, praise God. So, now, the Bible does not say that he prayed. The Bible says he laid hands on him twice. It is scripturally correct to lay our hands a second time on a sick person, if necessary. Amen?
Amen.
If necessary. It's good to know it's good to know what Jesus did in certain circumstances. Then we do the same thing, amen? And we have the same result, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we see the Lord doing these things and so forth. In Mark 7, they beseech him, watch in each case, they beseech him to put his hands. I don't even see where they are saying he should pray. These people believe they have seen the Lord done great things by the laying on of hands. They are accustomed to it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So each occasion they beseech the Lord to lay hands. So they beseech him to put his hand upon him that was deaf and had an impediment of speech. In Mark 7:32. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hands upon him. That's what they requested. They have seen the Lord heal many people by the laying on of hands. Amen. So one after the other, they got accustomed to it and they believe the Lord, that the laying on of hands of the Lord will work wonders and miracles. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears and his spit, and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is interpreted, say, to be opened. Now, watch what happened. And straight away, his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plain. Amen?
Amen.
By the laying on of hands, the Lord teaching us these things and so forth. So I put a note here. In the above two, we have two cases now, the blind, the deaf, and the dumb. We notice that groups of people brought the blind man and the deaf man to Jesus. These people, as well as the sick themselves, believe in the laying on of hands and got results. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So in the case of the deaf man, the scripture does not say that the people asked Jesus to heal the man. They didn't do this. Although that was inferred. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
See? It says they asked him to put his hands on him. So we see that one. So the Lord has done so many things by the laying on of hands. People know. They don't believe. Praise the Lord.
Oh.
And there are more of it. We can't cover all of them in this place and so on. Now, he laid his hands in Luke 4. He laid his hands on every one of the sick that were brought to him. In Luke 4, verse 40. Talking about this principle of the laying on of hands. And the Bible says these are just the principles. There are even deeper things in the Lord. But we can't throw away the principles. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. So, now, Luke 4, verse 40. Now, when the sun was setting, and they that had any sick with diverse diseases, no matter what the diseases are, you know, brought them unto him. And he did what? And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Not only that, in verse 41, and devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. Isn't it amazing that demons knew that Jesus was Christ, and the high priest and the pope and so forth of that, they didn't even that Christ, Jesus was the Christ? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So he laid hand upon and healed all of them. This belongs to the church as we see today. And the church returned fully. You see, the people believed, amen? They believed that the Lord can do it, amen?
Yeah.
At one time, you know, I think it was a blind man or a leper or something, you know. Lord, you know, the Lord said, believers thou But I can do these things, amen. Praise the Lord, you know.
Amen.
Thou can make, if thou will, thou can make me whole. The Lord says, I will be thou made whole, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. When you are willing and you are determined, you know, and you have God's promise, nothing can take it away from you, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So there's another instance where the Lord laid hands in the case of Jairus' daughter in Mark 5. Jairus believed in the laying on of hands and besought the Lord to come, not to come and pray, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And besought the Lord to come and lay hands on his daughter in Mark 5, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, there cometh out of the rulers of the synagogue,
mm-hmm.
Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. No, I notice in the Bible, every person that has any difficulty and came and fall at Jesus' feet, they receive a miracle.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you just fall, each particular case, they fell on Jesus, they receive a miracle. Amen. Not a single instant this way. Praise the Lord. And they besought him greatly, meaning you're taking him as well. My little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray this, meaning I beg you, come and lay thy hands on her. Amen.
Amen.
That she may be healed. She shall live. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, what a confession. Praise the Lord. That is what the Lord expects of us. Don't look at the events around you. Amen.
Mm.
Look at the Almighty Jesus. Amen.
Mm.
Praise the Lord. Just Lord, come and lay your hands upon her and she shall live. And so on. They all hands in the Bible. And so on. So, put a note here. Jesus believed in the laying on of hands. He didn't say, come and pray for her. No, he didn't say that. He said, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed. And so she shall live. And live she did, amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus believed his daughter will be healed when hands were laid on her. Praise God. Now we know what happened. I can't go into the story, but if you look further, we know why the Lord was making ready. Another event took place. And before the Lord could get here, the lady died, amen. The girl died. Praise the Lord. But what happened? In Mark 5, verse 41, the same, verse 41. And the Lord went there anyway, and he took them, as the Lord was saying, people were mocking, oh, don't even come here, I don't want you worrying yourself. The girl has died and so on. The Lord said, what make ye ado? So much ado of this, amen? Praise the Lord. I am the ancient of days, amen? I am the resurrection and the life, amen? What is it to me? It means nothing. Praise the Lord. Anyway, by the way, so we bypass that, but in verse 41, and when he went in there, and he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Tali Sakumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straight away, the damsel arose, and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. Don't hold this, and just kind of lay all of hands, amen. Praise the Lord. And raise the dead. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Ministry of laying of hands is true today, and many have received blessing. And many of us here, maybe all of us, have received the same blessing here, being laying of hands. In Luke 13, we read, the woman had infirmity for 18 good years. 18 years of infirmity, and she was bowed down. See what happened to her? In Luke 13, verse 11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bound together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. It's a God of compassion, amen?
Amen.
It's a compassionate God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
At one point, in one place, ought not this daughter of Abraham be made free, amen? Who have been oppressed all this year by this devil and so on, praise the Lord. See how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. And he went about doing good, healing all that are oppressed of the devil. We know sickness is an oppression of the devil, amen? It could be called by any other name, amen? Praise the Lord. Anyway, we see in verse 13, what did he do to heal this woman who had been sick for 18 years, oppressed of the devil? And he lay his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord put lay all of hands there for a purpose, and the church should take advantage. We're going to see it further. In Mark 15, in fact, Oh, I love the Lord for one thing. Though it's the Almighty God, He never monopolized power. Amen? Praise the Lord. He never monopolized His power. In fact, He even told us in John 14, He that believeth on me, the work that I do, shall they do. And even greater work than they do, because I go to the Father. Amen? Never ever monopolized His power. Praise God. See? You know, so we see here, and in the same spirit here, in Mark 16, verse 17, and these signs, what I'm doing now, these signs, He says, shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now watch. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen?
Amen.
If anybody can take that word and the word of the Lord Jesus, who is He talking to here? Just the 12? No. These signs shall follow, verse 17, them that believe, amen?
Amen.
Not just Peter and John and James, he followed them because they believed, amen?
Amen.
So, Apostle Paul said one time, that it should be a pattern, no, for all those who will come after to believe on the Lord Jesus, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Anyway, the signs are to follow them that believe. Thank God we are believers, amen?
Amen.
But I won't be here this morning. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The signs to follow you are now, amen?
Amen.
Whosoever delivered the Lord Jesus. So we see that the Lord gave the authority and the power to do the same thing as He did. Now, the disciples took the word of the Lord seriously in the early church, and many today, and we are taking God's word seriously, amen?
Amen.
We have no other life, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We are living to do only the things which are pleasing His sight. Praise the Lord. So, you see, the disciples, they took the Lord's word seriously. We pray that the whole body of Christ will take the Bible seriously today. Amen?
Amen?
In Acts 5, verse 12, the Bible says this, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, by the hands of the apostles. And they were all with one accord in Solomon, for the Lord, by the hands of the apostles, the Lord wrought many signs and wonders. Now, let's see the apostles in action. Following even Paul, who was called later and so forth, the same Holy Ghost came to him and so on. Well, this Holy Ghost is the same living Jesus. Remember, Apostle Paul wasn't there among the 12, right? But when the Lord called him, the same ministry, amen? He got the same blessing, the same Holy Ghost that was on the day of Pentecost. He received the same thing, the same power and so forth. So let's see what happened to him, Apostles, in Acts 28. Now, he was on his way to Rome. I will summarize here. I'll read only one verse and so forth, you know. And they had a shipwreck somewhere, and they had to stop at a place called, today it's called Malta, you know, in the modern language. Praise the Lord.
Oh.
And it happened that Malta is the first country I ever visited outside of Nigeria, amen? When I crossed Nigeria for the first time, it was in Malta, amen?
Amen?
This Bible is true. Historical record. Where the Holy Ghost already told us the Bible is true, amen? And that we can say the things that we have seen, the things we have had, that which we have handled of the word of God, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But even geographically, it's kind of very confirmed God's word. Do you know that in Malta today, there's a place called St. Paul's Bay, amen?
Amen.
See, today, it's there, I was there, St. Paul's Bay. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the Bible is true. Anyway, so they were there, and you know what happened in Acts 28, talking about laying of hands, right? Verse 8. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of the fever, this is a mortar, and of a bloody flock, to whom Paul entered in and prayed. So you can see prayer, we don't throw away prayer, amen? Praise the Lord and pray. And laid his hands on him and healed him. Praise the Lord. He said that it might come to pass that which the Lord spoke in Mark 16, amen? These signs shall follow them that believe. And in John 14, 12, Bible says also, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do. So, and we see it happening right here, and they have been happy ever since that time. So, not only that. Now, when the people saw that, the people of the island saw that this man was healed, what happened? Other people now begin to come, you know, and they come from the island. Many of them, they come. And they were also healed in verse 9 of Acts 28. So, when this was done, others also, which had diseases in the island, came and were healed, and I believe it's also by the laying on of hands. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now, let's see the same apostle God dealing with him here. I know The thing that takes away fear and doubt is to know that it's not you doing the miracle. Amen?
Yeah.
Doubt begins to come when you see yourself doing it. I always learn a great lesson from Acts 3:16, I believe it is, and so forth, when Brother Peter at the beautiful gate telling the people, "As see by our holiness," amen?
Amen?
"Do we make this man whole?" "No, he is known unto you, O people of Israel, that his name," amen? "Through faith in his name, the Lord Jesus Christ, was this man made whole." Praise God. That take away all fear from your heart from praying for the sick. Amen?
Amen.
Why you know it's not you, not me. In fact, the Bible says here, in concerning Paul, so Paul didn't heal anybody. Any true minister will tell you that. In verse 11 of Acts 19, the Bible says, "And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul." Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them, just as we saw the Lord Jesus did in that place we read before and so forth. Why not prayer? See? From his body. So it means proper lay hands on those handkerchiefs. Amen? Praise the Lord. And just send them out, you know, as God led him. And people were healed as he did this in ministry of the laying on of hands. Here, and I put a note here. Here. Not only were the sick healed, like in the case of the Lord Jesus, but the demonized were delivered. At close, Paul laid his hands on, were laid upon those bodies. So we see that in many cases, both in the case of our Lord Jesus Christ and the disciples thereafter, the laying on of hands in faith in the Lord Jesus brought the same deliverance to those who were sick and so forth. Now, let's see another use of the laying on of hands. Impartation of spiritual blessings and gifts also can come by the laying on of hands. Amen?
Amen.
That impartation of spiritual blessings and gifts can come by the laying on of hands. Thus we see in Mark 10, the Lord put his hands upon the children and blessed them. Amen?
Amen.
They weren't sick, right? But to impart a blessing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So in Mark 10 verse 15, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter the army." You see? With me, have a childlike faith, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. That's what the Lord is telling us here. "And he took them up in his hands, and put his hands upon them and blessed them." Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jacob was doing when he took the sons of Joseph, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Lay hands upon them to bless them. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hands were laid on those entering the ministry. You know, in many places in the Bible, when people are entering the ministry, hands were laid upon them, as even back in the Old Testament. And we see a few instances now. So let's go back to the Old Testament and see how people entered the ministry. Even the law commanded that hands be laid upon them. So children of Israel were to lay hands upon the Levites before executing the service of the Lord. Numbers 8, verse 10. "And thou shalt bring the Levites before the Lord, and the children of Israel shall put their arms upon the Levites." See? "And Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord for an offering of the children of Israel, that they may execute the service of the Lord." So the Lord ordained that, even told them to do that, even in the Old Testament. So we see that one there. So people are going to minister or enter the Lord's ministry, the Lord always have them lay hands upon before they enter the ministry. Even back in the Old Testament, we see that all happen right there, you know. So Moses was commanded to lay hands on Joshua, see, before Joshua should take the leadership. Why? Why should they lay hands? God ordained this thing. That is a blessing in the laying on of hands. Could be for healing, it could be for imparting spiritual blessings or ordination. So we see the case of the children of Israel, the Levites. Now let's see Joshua now, who is to lead the people to the promised land. In Numbers 27, we read this, verse 18. "And the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thy hands upon him." You think we say pray for him, amen? Praise the Lord. Okay. "And lay thy hands upon him," verse 19, "and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge
in the attire. I want to read a couple more verses here. And thou shalt put some of thy honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. So we're talking about the honor of Aaron. Moses had to do that. The Lord commanded him. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, meaning Joshua, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of the Urim before the Lord, as his word shall they go out. Meaning at the word of Joshua, when you have laid hand on him, as his word, no, they shall come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. Verse 22. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and he took Joshua and set him before the Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation. What did you know? And he laid his hands upon him and gave him a charge, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. So God commanded. So we see that in the ordination of true ministers of God, Bible, the Lord commanded the laying on of hands. Back to the Old Testament. So in Joshua taking on the aim of affairs of leading the children of Israel to the promised land, God told Moses to lay hands upon him first. Now, let's see the result of that laying on of hands in Deuteronomy 34. So let's what happened to no. So Joshua believed he received a blessing and so forth by the laying on of hands of Moses. So we read that later Joshua was full of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands upon him. Amen?
Amen.
There are infinite blessings of God that come with the laying on of hands. Even wisdom. Amen?
Amen.
So Deuteronomy 34, verse 9. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. Why? For Moses had laid his hand upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this simple instruction the Lord gave us. He is so infinite. His understanding is infinite. Amen? Praise the Lord. All we need to do is just take him at his word. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So you see Joshua and there, God blessing him there. Now, okay, let's turn to the New Testament and see some ordinations or beginning of a new ministry. The same Jesus, the same word, the same Jehovah of the Old Testament, who spoke in the pillar of fire and were with them, also do the same thing in the New Testament. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
This Bible is one. Amen?
Yes.
One God, the same Lord Jesus. So in Acts 13, it's a common thing that we read here. Hands were laid upon Barnabas and Saul, which was later Paul, to begin the work that the Lord has called them to do. Just like Joshua and so forth, the Lord had the same principle, He's the same one God. In Acts 13, we read, but now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manuel, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. Oh, that many a man, it reminds us of something. Two people grew up together. Herod became so wicked, amen? But this one followed the path of the Lord. They grew up together, right? But this one called Mania is too with the Lord. Praise God. Herod was a very, very wicked, wicked king. Anyway, let's go on there, And so, the other we are talking about how Samuel grew up on a Wednesday night. How Samuel was in the midst of the chain of Eli, right? And how he separated himself in Nazarene unto the Lord, amen? The elect of today is a Nazarene to the Lord, amen? They don't meddle with the church affairs. World church, amen?
Amen?
Come out of her, my people, the Lord said, amen?
Amen?
And they are standing alone with Christ. They are looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of their faith, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we see that one right there. So, so this man, is true with the Lord. He didn't go the way of Herod, the murderer who even murdered his own children, and so on like that, So we saw that one there. Anyway, let's go on. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereto I have called them. God has a work for Paul and Barnabas. And let's see how they were sent, how they began that ministry. And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Amen? Just pray, but they lay their hands on them. They are come to know the blessedness of the laying on of hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. They will just let prayer alone. Yeah, if you pray and so on, they know that it's a blessing. They learned that principle so long ago, and they just follow the path of the Lord. And you know, that's why we are here today. The gospel going to the Asia Minor, and then on to Europe. Amen. This is where it began. Praise the Lord. Right here in Acts 13, when they lay hands on them, that's how the gospel gets to spread to Asia and all over the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What a ministry indeed. Now, Saul received the Holy Ghost. So we see in ordination and beginning of a new ministry, the Lord ordained that the laying on of hands will be a blessing. Now, we also see that laying on of hands, some have received the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands. Amen?
Amen.
Well, let's see. In Acts chapter 8, new converts of Samaria received the Holy Ghost when Peter and John prayed for them and laid their hands on them. We all know the story in Acts chapter 8, our brother Philip, who was at a time at the beginning when the Holy Ghost was poured out, who was one of the servants who served the tables. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a testimony. Just humble yourself before the Lord. Amen. You never know. It was the seven. They were filled with the Holy Ghost who served the tables. Brother Peter and the rest of the church said, you know what? You other brethren, take care of, you know, there are some people grumbling in there because their widow wasn't taken care of. And they were serving food because they were living a communal life at that time because of the persecution. Amen. Many Christian people want to carry that on. No. Even in the early church, it didn't continue forever. Amen. They now permitted the communal life because of the persecution. Praise the Lord. And they were spending their time cooking and all these things. And so on. Holy Ghost said, we cannot leave the Lord's word and begin to serve tables. Amen. And point to yourself, not just ordinary person, when you are dealing with God, even, clean the floor, amen? David said, I will rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God, amen? Than to think in the presence of fools and ungodly people, amen? Nothing you do in the house of the Lord and nothing has a blessing to it, amen? Praise the Lord. Anyway, that is the story of Philip and so forth. Later on, he was, when you are diligent, unto who is faithful indeed to him, eh, shall be entrusted with more. Praise the Lord. So he was promoted and so become a national evangelist. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I always like what he did. It's so wonderful to just obey the Lord, you know. And so, and he had a big campaign right there in Samaria. He even left Jerusalem, amen. He left the church in Jerusalem and just went on an outreach. Praise the Lord. Went on an outreach and preaching the gospel and so on, like Brother Paul did, when the Lord called him. He said, I didn't even go to any of the apostles before me, amen. But I went to Samaria, I went to Arabia, amen. And this gospel he said that I preached, I didn't receive it of any man. Nor did I learn it, amen. Praise the Lord. But by the revelation of Jesus Christ, amen. I like what you're saying, praise God. Well, should we not learn? We have teachers, amen. And we are prophets and so forth. But it's a special calling, praise the Lord. Anyway, so he went to preach in Samaria, and many believed, amen. Praise the Lord. And and let's go to our story now. In Acts 13, this new cover, what happened to them? Acts 8. Now, when the apostles, Acts 8, 14. Now, when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria has received the word of God. We are talking about some received the Holy Ghost by the laying of hands, right? That's what we are at now. They sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, pray for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. So you can now see that laying on of hands did not exclude prayer. Amen. We don't destroy prayer. Amen. They all had their places. Praise the Lord. Anyway, for as yet it was falling upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 17 said, then laid they their hands on them, and they receive the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So in some cases in the Bible, not in all the cases, on the day of Pentecost, there was no laying of hands upon that 120, amen.
Mm-hmm.
They were just sitting and praising God and worshiping God, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and sat upon each of them. See? And a rushing mighty wind and so forth. Then, verse 4, they all were filled with the Holy Ghost, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were speaking other tongues, as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But here in this case, see, There is no cookie cutter in Christian things, amen? There is no cookie cutter, amen? God works in diverse ways and in diverse manner. Praise the Lord. Some receive the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands. Some receive the Holy Ghost when they were in their room, even this modern age, amen? When they are being properly taught, amen? Praise the Lord. So God is not limited to how he does things. But the thing he has established, we can talk about them, amen? Praise the Lord. Anyway, so we see that one. So we see, so they receive the Holy Ghost when they are laid their hands upon them. Now, it was the same thing. Now, it was so, there was one sorcerer in there called Simeon, right in that place. And they had been deceiving the people by sorcery before the true ministry came by the evangelists and so forth. And he had many, many followers. But now, when Philip came and preached the gospel, he himself believed, right? And was even baptized. Praise the Lord. But now, watch what happened to him now. He observed the blessedness in the laying on of hands. But he had a wrong spirit, amen? Praise the Lord. So we see in Acts 8. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostle hands, the Holy Ghost was given, amen?
Amen.
He offered them money. See? Saying, give me also this power, that on whosoever I lay hands. Can you see the emphasis on the laying on of hands? He notices it and so on. He may receive the Holy Ghost and so on. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gifts of God may be purchased with money. That's why it's a gift. We don't even earn them, amen? All the things we have from God, they are gifts, amen? Our salvation is a gift, amen? By grace are you saved, through faith, amen? Not of yourself, of myself. It is the gift of God. Lest any man should boast, amen? Praise the Lord. So everything from the Lord is a gift. He paid the price of it all, amen? The Lord Jesus paid the price. That's why you should be free. Come freely. You don't have to do any work, amen? He did all the work. Well, when we are saved now, good work will follow our faith, amen? Praise the Lord. But our work doesn't add our salvation or any of the things of the Lord. Now, let's finish this one. What happened to this man? But Peter now says, repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if I have the thought of thy heart, may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity. I like Simon because he quickly repented, amen?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. That's what God calls for. And I perceive, and Simon answered and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which he has spoken come upon me. Praise the Lord. And I believe that he was rescued, amen? Just like Peter, so he was rescued. Anyway, let's finish this up now. Now, everybody, the 12 believers. So that this thing that we read here in Acts 8 wasn't an isolated instance where people received the Holy Ghost by laying on of hands, amen? The Bible always have one, two or three witnesses. Praise the Lord. So we see in Acts chapter 19. So here is 12 believers. They were already believers, you know, in Ephesus. Received the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands of Paul, the same Paul. Acts 19, I read from verse 1. And it says, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast of, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. You know, see, whatever state you are in the Lord, serve him faithfully, amen?
Amen.
If you remain faithful, he will bring the other things to you one way or the other, amen?
Amen.
These were sincere brethren, praise God.
Amen.
And but they didn't know many things, you know? So we don't all know all things, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Even no matter, we are not going to know on this side until we are changed, amen?
Amen.
Now we know in part, we prophesy in part, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The day is coming when we are raptured and translated, we will know almost all, because the Lord will show us many, many infinite things. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So anyway, so they don't even know that there are any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You know the Bible says in Hebrews 6, baptisms, right? Right there we see two of them right there together. Praise the Lord. Oh, they put an S there. God is the infinite God, amen? Praise the Lord, you know? And so they were baptized in water in the name of Jesus. The next verse. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them. And they spake with tongues and prophesied. Amen?
Amen.
Ministry of laying on of hands. All kind of blessings come from the Lord. Could be baptism of the Holy Ghost or ordination or just for a blessing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we see that there. So, and even some, so that the baptism of the Holy Ghost have two of them. There is even spiritual gifts can be imparted by the laying on of hands. Amen?
Amen.
We get one instance in the Bible, maybe one instance. So we see that spiritual gifts was given to Timothy by the laying on of hands. In 1 Timothy 4, we read in verse 14. The Bible says to Timothy and to all believers too, don't neglect what God has put in your life. Amen? Say, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee, how? By prophecy, yes? With the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Amen?
Amen.
Well, that means the elders. Praise the Lord. That it means elders. What would happen now? So, but to bring it home, 2 Timothy 1, verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee. How? By the putting on of my hands. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
At one time, I think he told the Romans, I want to come to you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
These things are in the Bible for the church elect today to take advantage of these things and so forth. No? Now, I put a note here. Some will say, the apostles could do that. That's what excuses and so on. But it's not for us today. Those are just people who don't want to go along with the Lord and so on. This is a one-out lie that no one should be listening to. Amen? See? These are lies. Jesus didn't say these signs will follow just the apostles. To say that we cannot lay hands on the sick today is to say that one of the fundamental principles of the doctrine of Christ has been done away with, and we know they are not. Amen? Praise the Lord. And many of us here are witnesses. Amen? If not all of us. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Say we are witnesses. Praise God. So, we are not going to take anything away from the doctrine of Christ. We believe all of it. Amen? And we are followers of Christ, and we are seekers. We just seek with God's word for the doctrine of Christ. And one of the doctrine is laying on of hands, and we believe. And we keep on believing. So the thing is this, you know, for anyone, for the laying on of hands to work, for anyone at all, they must believe it, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That is the only criteria, like all the things of God, you know, we must believe. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, laying on of hands will be a mere ritual, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So without faith, laying on of hands will be just a mere ritual. I will profit nothing, just like anything of God. Like praying without faith, right? Won't do any good. So anyway, but it's here. Let's finish off with this now. You know, there's so much we can say about the laying on of hands, but we cover many grounds by God's grace. Let's see. Scripture warned. Now, let us now go on. So, we just talked about one of the principles of the doctrine of Christ. The same thing applies to all the other principles of the doctrine of Christ. We are to hold on. So, this next scripture is to tell us to hold on to that which we have of the Lord, and not be deceived by this evil world. And say, well, they can't tell us that. Days of miracles are gone. We are living miracles ourselves. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, now, scripture 1 of seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. These are the ones who we say only the apostles can lay hands. These are doctrine of devils, right? We are warned in 1 Timothy 4 of this falsehood at the end of time that we take away from that which the Lord has given to the church. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly. When? In the latter time. That's how we are living now. In the latter time, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. Well, departing from the faith means many things. It begins by not believing all the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's how it begins. There's no way you're going to fall away if you are believing all of God's word. Amen? Anyway, so speaking lies, when we deny any truth of the Bible and the gospel, is lie. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
See? Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with hot iron. How much of that we have today? Many, 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 and so on. Ephesians 2. the Church of Christ should stand on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. How can we always say, we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen?
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of laying on of hands, amen?
Amen.
I myself have been a beneficiary of laying on of hands in many, many instances. I have been healed many, many times by the laying on of hands, amen?
Amen?
And maybe you are too. We are all witnesses, amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we are emphasizing that don't fall, wherever you go, never know where the Lord will take you in the future and so on. Keep the word of God, amen?
Amen?
Don't let anybody or group water them down for you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God has warned here that the sedition spirits, and they are here, they have been here for long, and they are here, they will intensify as we near the coming of the Lord. Why? Devil says no, that his time is short, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So Ephesians 2 now. Now, therefore, verse 19. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. I love this one, no? And of the household of God. I'm not American. I'm a citizen of heaven, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. You see how he passed everything down to us, amen?
Amen.
That which he did, that's to the apostles, and then down to our age, amen? Satan will not be able to wipe out the truth of the gospel, amen? Only in as much as in that his letting is letting, praise the Lord.
Uh-huh.
He can't even manifest himself fully. Amen. Because darkness and light, darkness can't be where there is light. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we are being encouraged here to be careful. Now we are to continue to contend earnestly for the faith once delivered unto the saints, not to fall by the wayside or to despise these things of the Lord. We just pick one thing out of many blessings the Bible has for us and so forth, but to keep in these things. In Jude 1 verse 3, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Where is the contention? Where all around you that is falsehood, amen?
Mm.
Perversion of the gospel. That is a contention, amen?
Mm.
You have to stand by yourself and with the Lord and co-believers, amen?
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Wow.
You see, it is easy to believe when you are in the midst of many who believe, amen?
Mm.
But when this world, the people of the Lord are always in the minority. So to say, amen? Little flock, the Lord says many times. Praise the Lord.
Wow.
We must take our stand in this last days. Now, so earnestly contend. By how do you do that? Holding the faith. Bible says that they pay attention to doctrine. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pay attention. Now, in Hebrews 2, verse 1, we are encouraged to give the more earnest. He used the same word again, earnest, in two books. No? Not just casually. Amen? To earnestly. No? Actually, earnest or something. Therefore, we also give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time they should... We should let them sleep. Praise the Lord. Let us hold, carefully all the things that have been teaching us in this generation, hold them. Now, the scripture encourages us to be doers of the word and of the work of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So let's get to James chapter 1 on this note and so on. And, it's always a fearful thing when I hear the Lord say, well, in that day, then we come unto him and so on and say, Lord, 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 and so on. I'm just saying, depart. Don't even know you. So anyway, we have to be very, very careful. We are of ourselves, by the grace of God, we are persuaded of better things, amen? But we must talk about this in James 1, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self, the Bible tells us. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth that what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, amen, but to continue the word of God, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in all his deeds. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is our lot, amen. We are there to continue on in all that the Lord has spoken until he comes. In fact, he even tells us in the next thing we want to read in Revelation, reward for those who keep the Lord's works to the end. Amen?
Amen.
Let's read that and we're going to close with that scripture right here. Revelation 2, You know, in every church age, the Lord gives a word of promise, you know, to those who overcome and so on. I just picked this one, in Revelation 2. Now, verse 25. But that which he had already, hold fast till I come. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Don't let them sleep. Now, like you said, don't let them sleep. Don't let anyone see your crown. Amen?
Amen.
Don't let a crowd see your crown. Amen?
Amen?
Hold on. 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Great rewards are coming. Amen? Great rewards. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of potter shall they be broken to shiver, even as I received of my father. And I will give him the morning star. That's no devil can go there. Now, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So upon that note now, let us know. Just speak out of the many, many principles of the doctrines of Christ. And we see what blessings come. And just keep one of these things to remind ourselves. And we can apply the same thing to many, many of the things of the Lord. The moral is that let us keep all the word of God and be in the law and keep his word until he comes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for giving us understanding of your word. Lord, the Bible says to the people of the world, the word of the Lord, the kingdom of God, is in parables. But to us whom you have loved and you foreknew before the world began, you are speaking to us, you have been speaking to us and your people face to face and mouth to mouth. So we are so glad that you chose us, Lord, in you, Lord God, to make us to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. So therefore, Lord, we thank you this morning. Help us to continue in all that you have taught us, decades and even ages past, which have been revealed to us in this last day by your apostles and the prophets and so forth, and that, Lord, help us to keep your word and walk to the end, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the great reward to come, Lord. When we look at this reward, Lord, no persecution, nothing. Bible says, nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not persecution, not famine, nothing, not angel, not principality, nothing shall be able. We hold tightly to your word, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I also remember the word of the Lord. He said, I said, no man can pluck them out of my hand. Lord, so we thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. So, Lord, help us to keep in your word and keep your work and your work to the end. Even as we go this morning, Lord Jesus, we know your blessing rests upon us, Lord. Your word will guide our footsteps. You will order our steps. You know, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as the good and the chief shepherd, Lord, we just follow you, Lord. As we go day by day, you will continually make us to lie down in green pastures. Yes, Lord. The green pastures spiritually and even materially too, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we are following the chief shepherd, the good shepherd. Not the hireling shepherd, no. He said, I am the good shepherd. So we thank you this morning. We have confidence, Lord. We are walking with you in confidence. And we are able to daily come boldly to the throne of grace. And all things are ours. As having nothing, the Lord says, yet possessing all things in the mighty name of Jesus. As we appropriate day by day, God's promises is all ours. We are so glad, Lord. We are not only saved, we are heirs of God. We are joint heirs with Christ, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We can say with the Lord, the Lord says, all mine is thine and all thine is mine. Lord, and as the Father has sent you, so you have sent us, Lord. So all thine is ours too, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the news we take to the world, to a dying world, of the living Savior with outstretched hand, Lord. This is the news and the good news we bear and we want to take to everywhere we can, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen our knees and strengthen our hands, O Lord God. Lord, to finish this harvest, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we believe your word, Lord. The harvest is precious, Lord, and the laborers are few. We believe God's word, and we are praying the Lord of the harvest that we serve laborers, O God, even to your own harvest, and take us not out of the harvesters, Lord.
Amen.
For the other, O Lord God, entrust us with more, Lord.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
He that goeth, you know, and reapeth, shall receive wages
Amen.
Unto life eternal.
Mm.
That's what we want, Lord.
Mm.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
He that goeth forth and so on, shall we shall surely come again in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, and the Lord will give a great reward.
Amen.
Direct our way, Lord. Heart to the church daily, Lord, as many as should be saved, Lord. Want to be a partaker of them whom we use to even bring the rest of your sheep to the fold. Lord, we thank you. This is your will, Lord, and we know it shall be done. Thank you for your people all over the world. Every effort the saints are making to bring this message of life, good news, salvation to the world, Lord, prosper this work in our hands, Lord. Whether by personal testimony, Lord, or any crusades, or however the Lord is living individual, Lord, O God, in the midst of the year, to revive your work, Lord.
Amen.
We are believing the word of God.
Yes.
Lord, when the enemy shall rise like a flood like this,
yes.
The Spirit of the Lord is promised us to lift up his standard.
Amen.
So we look for that every day in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
This tree, the triumphant church is here. We are victorious in Christ.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you for being in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We worship and we thank you
mm-hmm.
for a good fellowship in the Holy Ghost and then with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed be the name of Lord.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we pray.
Mm-hmm.
Praise to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Praise to the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. Amen. Is there any prayer request here? We don't want to. Yeah, let's pray for the new graduates. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Hello.